Hello and welcome. This isn't a normal episode of The Shepherdsonian. I'm not usually the centre of attention, and frankly, I prefer it that way. But today I wanted to do something a bit different. So if you're listening to this, you're officially part of the Shepherdsonian community. That's a fact. There's no badge, there's no initiation ritual, but you are in. And because you've been part of this little local experiment this year, I thought I'd take a moment to look back at what you have helped build. Not a big personal victory parade, more a here's how this thing grew, took on a life of its own, and occasionally surprised the life out of me. Whether you arrive through this podcast, the weekly What's On newsletter, or even via a neighbour or a colleague forwarding an email saying you need to hear this or you need to read this, you have shaped the Shepherdsonian more than you probably realise. So if you've got a cuppa, brilliant. If you're out walking the dog or wandering around Sainsbury's, also brilliant. This is just a quick catch-up about the year we've had together and what this tiny corner of audio and community has become. One of the biggest changes this year was something you might not have noticed directly, but you will have definitely felt it. It actually started back in July with the interview I recorded with Andy Hill on Doily Car Island. That was the first time I really leaned into a more narrative style of storytelling. So instead of me asking a question and you hearing one long chunk in reply, I began shaping episodes more like little stories with the guest at the centre of them. And then later in the summer, I tried it again with Bishop Duppas' Bowls Club episode. I started weaving my voice in as more of a guide than a host, letting their world take the lead. And I liked the feel of it. It sounded more alive, more like the village itself, in fact. But it was the episode with Steve the Lockkeeper that really made it click for me. Something about the way his story flowed, the rhythm of the river perhaps, the atmosphere, it just worked. And the feedback I got afterwards was incredible. Nobody said anything about, oh, the structure was different or lovely use of narrative devices because, well, frankly, normal people don't talk like that. It's just us geeky producers. They just said the episode was beautiful, which is such lovely feedback to have. And that's when I knew that this was the right direction, less about me being front and centre and more about helping you hear the people who make this place what it is. And while I was figuring out the sound of the show, I also made the decision that turned out to be far bigger than I expected, really, and that was switching the What's On update from monthly to weekly, the newsletter. And before I go any further, I want to acknowledge something very important. Monica at Shepperton Matters very kindly early on gave me permission to include the dates from the magazine listings. I feel like it's a lovely partnership and it's made the newsletter richer and more complete. So Monica, thank you, thank you, thank you. What I didn't expect though was how quickly everything would grow after that switch. Some weeks the newsletter actually outperformed the podcast, which wasn't a sentence I ever thought I'd say. But the real moment it hit me was when people started telling me in person that they rely on it. Not just I read it, but I use it to plan my weekend. And that's when I thought, all right, that's actually useful. Let's carry on with that. So it's become one of the main ways that people find out what's happening in Shepperton and Sunbury. It gets forwarded around, shared in group chats, and I've even had people mention it at community events before I've introduced myself. So if you read it every week, thank you. You've helped turn it into something properly valuable for the village. The next shift this year wasn't something I planned. It just sort of happened, and it caught me off guard in the best possible way. I'd be at a local fair or shopping event and or wandering around with my recorder. That's, you know, to record things, not the instrument. And I'd introduce myself, and people would say things like, oh, I listened to that, or I've heard of that. Or even, I know who you are, which is bizarre and in a lovely way. Always said with a smile, never anything negative. And those tiny moments made me realise something I hadn't fully appreciated before. This thing actually matters to people. The podcast, the newsletter, the socials. They're not just something I make in a room on my own, even though it is. They're part of how people stay connected to what's happening in and around Shepperton. And that feeling of being recognised isn't anything to do with ego. If you know me, you'll know I run a mile from being the centre of attention. It's really about seeing the project reflected back at you by the community itself. And that's something I never take for granted and I'm really, really appreciative of. And with more people listening and reading, I found myself talking to more small businesses around the village. A lot of them are solo, just like me, people working incredibly hard to keep things going, offering something useful or creative or local, but without big budgets to spend on advertising. And that's when I realised that my old ad options that I'd started with didn't really work for them. They were too much of a stretch. And at the same time, the podcast, the socials and the newsletter were all growing, and it felt like the right moment to rethink things. So the Business Club came out of that. It's a recent development. Something simple, flexible and local, built to help small independents get in front of the very listeners and subscribers who might actually need them. Speaking of which, I'd like to give a big thank you to our current Business Club members for helping us keep local stories alive each month. Your support makes every episode, newsletter and post possible. On the Business Club supporter tier is Rissy Wax Boutique. Their limited edition candles and wax melts radiate self-love and well-being. And the Business Club partners are Daniel Davis, celebrant. Every story deserves a ceremony as unique as the people at its heart. And the Sound Boutique, who produce thoughtful audio for every story. And in the month of November, we featured our first featured business post, which was an episode all by itself. And that was for Nikki Bakes, the multi-award-winning cake and bake artist, food writer and published author. That's a really good episode to check out. Nikki's got a really, really interesting story. And she works locally. She's at all the fairs. And oh my goodness, her cakes are amazing. So thank you to all of our Business Club members so far. And if you're interested in putting yourself in front of the Shepherdtonian's listeners and readers, come and join us. Take a look at theshepherdtonian.uk. And more recently, I added a free tier too, not for ads, but so local business owners can be part of the community side of things. It means we can start running informal networking events. The first one is in January, and I'll be posting more about that soon. But very excited about that. I'm very excited to meet more business owners and get you guys together so you can talk to each other. And for listeners and readers of the Shepherdtonian, the Business Club means that the recommendations you hear and see are genuinely local and relevant, and it helps keep the whole Shepherdtonian ecosystem running in a way that supports the people who keep this area ticking. So hopefully it all feeds into and nourishes everything else. So before I wrap up, a quick note, a bit of housekeeping. The Shepherdtonian podcast is taking a little break in January. Nothing dramatic, just a sensible pause. It's been a long year, and producing these episodes does take a lot of time. The weekly What's On newsletter will carry on as normal, though, so you'll still know what's happening locally, even if the podcast feed is having a quiet month. I'll be back in February with fresh episodes and new stories. So until then, enjoy the newsletters, enjoy the socials, and enjoy a well-earned Christmas break and post-Christmas breather. I know I certainly will. And if you'd like to support the production side of all this, there's now a community membership. It's completely optional, no velvet ropes involved, but it does help keep the podcast, the newsletter and socials going. You can find it at www.theshepherdtonian.uk if you ever feel like joining. And if not, just listening and reading and sharing is already brilliant. So that's our year, a year of stories, surprises, new faces and more community spirit than I ever expected when I first hit that record button. So thank you. Thank you for being part of it, whether you've been here from the start or you've only just wandered in. It all makes a difference. So I'll see you in February for the next episode. But until then, take care, have a lovely Christmas, and as always, see you around.